Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, it's good.
Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with other people who have a mind and a mouth. That group is limited. Well, it includes, but not limited to. How about that? Molly Page. I'm now feeling like I need, because Molly's new to the program, I need to introduce her first before Kenny and Richie and when Jen comes
ladies
back.
Ladies first, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, uh-huh. So you go through the door to the broadcast room first, Molly.
Nice, thank you.
The city of Des Moines, Iowa, in the focus today because about 5 million hens at a farm just outside of Des Moines are going to be destroyed after it was found that they have the bird flu, a highly infectious and very deadly bird flu virus. The Department of Agriculture says that they will destroy all of, as a matter of fact, this county, Osceola County, has 10% of the state's egg-laying hens. There are 59 million hens in Iowa, and so 10% of them are going to get smoked today. Egg industry marketing experts say it's too early to predict the impact on prices. What's a dozen eggs cost now? What does it cost to buy a dozen eggs? $3, $4, $5, $6, $7?
I thought it was about $2.50.
We used to sell them in the store for $6 a dozen, organic eggs. What about chicken? How much do you buy chicken a pound for now? When you go to the grocery store, you go to a butcher.
I don't buy chicken.
No, I don't either.
But what
does it cost a pound?
I think I pay like $7 or $8 every time I buy chicken. I usually buy a pound and a half.
Okay, so here's what happens to this stuff. These are egg layers. The egg-laying hens, when they get older and they stop laying hens, they stop laying eggs, they are taken to the usual place where hens are slaughtered, and they are not, the difference between the two, laying hens and hens that are grown for their meat. First of all, the hens that are grown, if they are not free-range hens, they're grown in a warehouse, a big barn, 30,000 of them usually at a time, and they take about 6, 7, 8 weeks to grow from when they're chicks to when they are going to be slaughtered. And they'd stay in the same place. They're given all kinds of hormones if they're not organic or naturally fed. And that's the stuff that gets used by Chick-fil-A, gets used by McDonald's, fast food restaurants, wherever you buy. And you buy in your store. Cheap cuts of chicken breast come from these sources. And then the Campbell's soup, Campbell's, whoever is making chicken noodle soup, the chicken that's used in that doesn't come from the same sources as the chicken that you buy filleted or breast or whatever it is in the butcher shop. The stuff that comes that's used in the chicken noodle soup are the old hens that have been laying eggs. So the birds that are in, these birds are all just going to be killed and burned. But when they are finished laying, they slaughter them and they use those pieces of meat. They cut them up, small little pieces of meat, and put them in the chicken soup. So that's the difference between, you wouldn't find hens' breasts used in prime locations for prime chicken because the breasts are all old and saggy. And I.
Oh, you're knocking older chicken breasts.
Yes,
that's
what I'm doing. Older chicken breasts.
Wow, old and saggy. Only go for the young chick breast.
That's it. Right.
That's
okay.
Too bad.
So you understand what the situation is. I'm trying to clarify so everybody knows what the story is with all these hens in Iowa. That's that story. There are other. And it seems to me, well, the dog flu, we talked, was that Friday? when that became a story
about
1,000 dogs or so that have dog flu. And I called Warren and I didn't get back from him, or I haven't gotten back to him, Warren Eckstein, to find out what really happens when the dogs get the flu. I don't remember. Did your dog ever get sick? Richie, your dogs ever get the colds or flus? Or Molly, did your dog? Charlotte was never sick that I knew. She had upset stomach when she'd eat the wrong stuff, but I don't think she was ever sick from anything else in her life.
McCartney, she didn't get sick, except, you know, she was a rescue, and she had severe malnutrition when I found her. So she had some tummy problems, digestive problems, but otherwise she never got sick.
Yeah,
I don't remember our dogs ever getting a cold or the flu or anything.
So this is something. And by the way, your dog, your cat, your pet is subject to the same foibles and frailties as are you. If you can build up your dog's, your pet's immune system, they are not going to get these things any more than humans will get them, as long as they got a strong immune system. People don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. Animals don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. I've learned that on the farm. We've had animals, calves that were born in the early spring, and if they get their colostrum and they get a spray thing up their nose and a couple of other things that increases their body's awareness of how their immune system functions, they never get sick. If we don't get to them fast enough, you can count on them getting pneumonia. You can count on it. And sometimes that ruins them for life. If they don't come out of it fast enough, their lungs get scarred and they're of no use. And that's all about the immune system and how it works. So in terms of the bird flu, we had this around H1N3 or whatever it was a couple of years ago. And everybody, the news media, tried to scare the hell out of everybody with it. Nobody got it. Really? I don't think there is any real problem with it at all. Just as there really isn't every year, Ken Kronos and I argue about this, get a flu shot. Why? The flu vaccine this year was no good. It didn't address any of the flus that were around. So why are you going to get it? And basically...
Oh, but you don't know that until at the end of the flu season.
Right. So that's... But the point is... Most of the people that come down with this stuff, young children that don't have a strong immune system, babies, that sort of thing. And then remember when Megan's baby was born, there was concern about the whooping cough, Southern California, flus, that kind of stuff. It turned out not to be a problem, but it was something that they were told by their pediatrician to be aware of. The same thing is true with pretty much anything else, even cancers and things, not heart disease. You can't do much about heart disease with an immune system, but cancer you certainly can. And most other maladies that will bother you, if you have a strong immune system, it works. So the bird flu and all these other things, this is just another way of the news media scaring the hell out of you. Now, why did I tell you the story? Well, because I was interested in telling you about what the difference was between the chickens and the hens that are laying. And by the way, that's really, if they're called chickens, they're for meat. If they're called hens, they're for eggs. All right, does that help clarify?
I want a hen.
You Which want one crosses the road?
Yeah. Chicken.
Crosses the road.
Right, because dead meat and it gets run over.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Roadkill. Nice. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes, relaxing under the oak trees of Leesburg, Florida.
I'm Debbie Donato. It took a week and a half to come down, be with Widow's Sons, which is a Masonic Riders Association, be with all of our brothers, loving Spanish Moss, because I've never seen that, so that's very cool. Going all the way down to Key West, and then heading all the way back up north.
Rally time today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes.
Frank Kerpetsky, I'm from Long Island, New York area. Half the fun of these bike fests is the rides. It's fun when you're here, you meet different people. We're sitting here talking to for the last 2 hours. He's from Venezuela. He's driving a crotch rocket. We drive cruises, but he's a biker. He loves it. He's a different way.
American Biker Minutes.
This is what makes Bike Fest so good.
Your passport to the open road, on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Ham says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those 2 strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This swimmer's 9 Olympic golds were an American record for 32 years. 7 of those were won in the 1972 Games, where he set Olympic records in every event.
And it's Mark Spitz in lane number 4, and Spitz is going to win it easily.
So where is Mark Spitz now? Mark commissioned the formulas for a new line of men's skin products called Stuff, which are vegan and cruelty-free. Mark became a stockbroker in 2002 and continues to travel the world as a motivational speaker. In 2012, he endorsed a bid by Istanbul to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. But you really know you've made it when you're mentioned on Family Guy.
That's a great costume, Joe. Are you FDR?
No, I'm Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz.
Gold medal comedy right there. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Things we can't do anything about. The Blue Bell Creamery issue. Don't buy their ice cream. If you have it, bring it back. That's it. It's lousy ice cream anyway, so you're not missing much.
Hey, but props to the CEO. I heard him all
over the news. They've done a great job.
Saying, we don't want anybody to get sick. We're bringing everything back.
Yep.
We want to do this the right way. He got right up out front. You don't see a lot of companies take that hit so willingly, so props to him.
All right, so now the situation in Baltimore with the death of this fellow whose neck was basically ripped off of his head was ripped off of his neck. And nobody seems to know from nothing. 6 officers are suspended. We don't know whether that's with pay or without pay, but the city of Baltimore looks bad, as do all these other cities look bad when there are these kind of incidents. And I don't know that there's much more to say about it, other than it's very troubling that these sorts of things keep happening. Why is there? We're not there, so we don't really know what the police were confronting with this guy. But at first blush, one wonders why they went after him. He just ran away, and they ran after him and tackled him, but he wasn't a participant in anything going on that they were there for.
Everybody seems to think that whatever happened to him happened after he was put into the paddy wagon.
Mm.
If you look at him being dragged from the sidewalk into the paddy wagon, I mean, his legs aren't moving at all. He's screaming in pain. I'm thinking something happened before they pulled him into the paddy wagon, and we have no information from anybody who witnessed this, like the person who taped it with the cell phone. We don't know what the guy did. We don't know why he was tackled. We don't know.
True, but he was standing up. He was standing up before he got into the van, and he was talking.
Yeah, when they took him out of the van, he couldn't talk and he couldn't breathe.
Everything I saw from him in the video was he was laying on the ground, and then they picked him up and drug him into the van. So I don't. Did you see him standing up?
Yeah, he had one officer on each arm. They lifted him up. One leg was kind of dragging, and it looked like he couldn't completely walk by himself.
He wasn't
then they
standing.
Stood him up. No, he stood up before they put him in the van. He was talking, and he stood up for a minute before they put him in the van. Mm. And you can't do that with a separate spinal cord.
Right, yes,
yeah,
correct.
Mm. Yeah, so whatever happened in there.
A Maryland family says they were forced to sit in a vomit-soaked seat during a return flight home after a vacay in Orlando. Scott Shirley boarded a United Airlines flight with his wife and son when the trio noticed an unusual smell after placing their carry-on bags underneath their seats. After realizing their bags were damp, the family recognized the odor as vomit. The wife reached down and rubbed the floor.
Ugh.
The whole floor was wet. She put her nose down and said, "Oh my God, this is throw up."
It's all part of the experience, Russ.
Yeah, nice job there on United. These people just don't get it. My God. You know, why wouldn't you rush to clean it up and keep your customers happy? Instead, the stewardess has ignored it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Well, now it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
Going to pot. Whether you like it or not, Willie Nelson's new brand, Willie's Reserve, will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. They have an album due in the next month or so. They released the first single yesterday called It's All Going to Pot. Crank this up. You got to see the video, though. Yeah. This is the song.
A relative stranger, I'm not. But, buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
So the announcement to roll out his own brand of marijuana, certainly everybody knows his association with pot over the years. He's 81 years old, and he decided this would be a good way for him to make some money. Why not? He's got a great brand, and everybody knows his story. So all this stuff is going to be grown and sold in these two states. In a statement, he said he's, quote, looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best. So who else is selling pot? Snoop Dogg has a vaporizing product, Richie. Melissa Etheridge has marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel, who's the self-help person, has a strain of skinny girl weed that she's going to use with her snacks. So there you go, boys and girls. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it, huh? Do we laugh about it or do we cry about it? What do we do about it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah. And so that's why we have it as our video of the day. Poll today at DougSteffen.com. Has your opinion about legalized marijuana changed? A, yes, I'm now for it. B, yes, I'm now against it. C, no, I'm still against it. D, no, I'm still for it. E, I'm not sure. So you can take the poll as most of you usually do. It's kind of fun to be expressive at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday, we asked a question about radio because there are some things that have been proposed for radio that are different in some countries. So we asked you where you listen to the radio the most, and 47% of you, which is no surprise, said in the car, 27% at home, 18% at work, 5% while exercising, 4% in some other place. So that's the poll at DougSteffen.com. Other musical information. Having to do with one of the members of the musical, and I use that loosely, group AC/DC.
Hey.
They're fantastic.
Hey now.
Very loosely. Molly, what's the story?
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded guilty in a New Zealand court to a charge of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him.
Great.
Not a good boss. He also pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and marijuana.
Reggie, I could kill you.
Yes, arrest him.
And that's what he said. I mean, he's saying that, hey, I made a phone call. That's all it was.
Right.
I was angry.
Right.
He could get 7 years in prison.
What, for saying, Reggie, I could kill you?
Rudd acknowledged in a court summary of facts that he'd offered large amounts of cash, vehicles, and a house to an associate after asking him to have the victim taken out. He'd also directly said to the victim that he was going to kill him, but his lawyer says it was just an angry phone call.
Well, if you hire somebody and give them money, or promise to give them money to do the deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they got a little
Maybe he and his lawyer should get together on their stories.
Yeah,
before they go into court. Yeah, he's 60 years old. He looks, I think Rich said 160.
He looks 160.
Well, he's been doing a lot of the wacky weed and other things.
He looks like Billy Crystal from The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wacky weed and other things will do that to your skin and your face for sure. 28 past the hour. This is Doug.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day.
I had to do a, email to my insurance agent. Thank you, 33 after the hour.
Glad you got that done.
Yep. He's taking care of now, Richie. It's 33 past 27 for the new hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How do you feel about this new day, which you are entering with Rich McFadden and Molly Page and Ken Kessler and the rest of the millions who are paying attention to every word that comes out of our mouths? It's amazing. You can share your words. Get them out of your mouth. 888-302-3684. You don't want to get a canker sore in your mouth, and sometimes you hold those words in there. Remember, excellence is achieved only when you push yourself to your maximum potential. To do less allows mediocrity to take its place. We want no mediocrities here. We don't want mediocrity in our broadcasters. We don't want mediocrity in our listeners. We want everybody in so that we know what's going on. We can think about the ramifications of some of the things going on. For example, European Union leaders in Brussels meeting today, considering a military operation against human traffickers in Libya in an effort to halt the flow of migrants trying to reach Europe by sea. Remember yesterday I told you that 3,200 people had died in 2013 trying to get from Africa to Asia to Europe. So far, 30,000 on that list this year. The Prime Minister of Italy evoked the possibility of targeted intervention against smugglers who are bringing these people over from Libya 850 migrants died in that ship that capsized last weekend. That's why it's the numbers that are in front of them. They've all known this stuff was going on for decades, and they know the numbers. But this is, they can't avoid it. You can't run from this. It's too obvious what's going on. So the European folks are going to try to do something about it. And, of course, yes, they'll ask us for our help, and we'll figure out how to send our ships over there and do whatever. But there have been a lot of protests in all over Europe this week aimed at trying to put an end to not the Europeans are protesting the immigrants. They're protesting the people who have been killed trying to illegally get into Europe. I find that fascinating. Don't you? Not worried about all the illegals coming into their countries. They're worried about the people dying on their way. I think both of them are something to have a handle on. Yes, no? Nobody seems to care on my staff, so let's keep going.
No, I just think it's horrible that things are so bad that they have to run like that and risk their lives.
Well, things are so bad. But most of the world doesn't live like we do. As a matter of fact, there are many people in America who don't live like you do, Molly, and like you do, Kenny, and like you do, Richie, or like I do. And
They hang up their clothes and do their laundry and don't have dishes in the sink? That?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Yep. New Pentagon cybersecurity strategy to be released lays out publicly for the first time U.S. military plans, which include cyber warfare as an option. This is big stuff that's only talked about or has been talked about behind the scenes. Ashton Cooper, Carter, what's his name, Carter?
Kutcher,
him too. As in the Silicon Valley to seek the help of the technologists up there to help America's military produce the cutting-edge material products that will be needed to protect our whatever's going on in government correspondence. Hacking here, hacking there. What they should do is go find some of these Russian and Chinese kids that are doing the hacking and make them honorary Americans, bring them over here and pay them.
Why not? That's what they do with all hackers.
Yeah.
They end up with good jobs.
Yeah.
Six-figure paying jobs.
Right, yeah. Remember the story of, what was his name, Abercrombie or the...
And Fitch?
No.
Detective team? Good cop, bad cop?
No.
They never wore shirts?
Good ones, anyway. No, those are the guys who are in Gotham. No, remember the kid that was a forger
The movie.
Yeah, that movie with Tom Hanks and Leo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So that's, and look at what happened to him. He became a multimillionaire.
Oh, sure. Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, right. But remember what happened to him? He became very wealthy because they turned him around, in a sense, brought him over to the good side. NFL players, Richie, who have severe neurological disorders can get up to $5 million. Judge approving yesterday a lawsuit brought by 5,000 former players accusing the NFL of hiding the dangers of concussions.
That'll fix everything.
From them. No, what'll fix everything is if people stop playing football. That's what will fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
888-302-3684. It'll happen sooner or later.
Well, it'll happen in the next 20 years because football at the peewee level will
stop,
and then less high school, less college.
Yeah. I don't want to get hurt. Look at the guy who was the good player that earlier this year said, I don't want to play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barry Bonds. You remember him, the big singer? Barry, U.S. Bonds?
You're thinking Gary.
That's Gary.
Oh!
Yeah.
Barry Bonds. He was the guy that looked like a Neanderthal after taking steroids for a couple of years.
I saw him at spring training one year, and he was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, his head
looked
like a 15-pound bowling ball.
Yep. Okay, so he was charged with lying. Richie always loves to tell the story because they never get him on what they really did. They get him on making stories up when they go to testify. I didn't do that. And they catch him on that.
Right, yeah. They can never convict you of what they want to convict you on. So they find you lying about what they want to convict you on. And
so tell them the truth and you'll, never suffer the consequences.
It's so ridiculous.
Right. So this was a meandering answer that he presented to a grand jury back 12 years ago. That's how long? Has it been that long? since he and, what was the other guy's name from St. Louis? Mark McGuire, right?
Yep.
Isn't that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Has that been 12 years? Please tell me it hasn't been 12 years. Since they had their problem and they were brought through what?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa.
That's been 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And you see all these before after pictures. Google Barry Bonds before after.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Mark McGuire before after. It's unbelievable.
All right. So anyway, the judge said that his answer was not material to the government's investigation into illegal steroids. In other words, he didn't really answer the question, and so they can't hold him for obstruction of justice because he never answered the question. Even though they said, guilty! Guilty. So he spent a lot of the money that he had, hired some good lawyers, and now he doesn't have to worry about it unless they decide to go one more step, and hopefully they don't because that's your money and my money.
What was the initial investigation about anyway?
Steroids. Well, the trainer. Wasn't it the trainer?
Yeah.
Who said that, and then he said, I didn't do that, and I think it was the trainer.
The fact that the United States Congress of America has nothing better to do
than
chase around athletes and try to convict them for lying about using steroids is just pretty much a sign of how
bad
messed up they are.
Yep, and this country is. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly. Do we get Molly an email thing yet?
We're working on it. She should have it.
What's taking so long? She's an important member of our staff.
I'm not getting any email.
Bob the K is working on getting his Coolio for our one-hit wonder of the day.
The old
trying to figure out what a rap song was.
All right. Protests continuing in Baltimore. Any of that spilled over into Washington, Richie?
No, it's up in Baltimore. It's just 40 minutes away. So.
What happened to the man inside the van? No answers yet. Lots of noise, though. Lots of noise.
Yeah, they had 1,000 people protesting. It's been very peaceful and very quiet, so.
Dr. Oz. I think we've talked about him every day this week, haven't we?
No, just yesterday.
All right, so TV news tomorrow. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do in a moment. All right, TV news is up and coming next, 17 before the hour, and good day.
Today on App Check, Backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a kid, he was labeled slow. His parents took him to a doctor because he was so old before he started talking.
When he finally did start, he had a strange quirk of saying what he was going to say under his breath before saying it in a normal tone.
He didn't do well in school. One teacher told him he'd never amount to anything and suggested he drop out.
He did get a college degree, but it took him 9 years to get a job in his chosen profession, teaching.
In spite of his deficiencies, Albert Einstein is considered a creative genius.
Time magazine named him the scientist of the century, in a century dominated by science.
Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. Develop your strengths for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better?
Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check.
Falsehood number three, global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now, here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005, on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
It was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, there was a lot of things going on in the world of television. Dr. Oz airing an episode today of his syndicated talk program that takes on the 10 doctors who complained about him to Columbia University, where he is on the adjunct faculty. Group suggested that Dr. Oz promotes quack treatments of various supplements when there's no proof that they work. Really? This is not the television report. We ought to maybe save this for you. Here it is. Yeah, this is what you're going to hear later on from Dr. Oz.
Now, this month we celebrate my 1,000th show. Now, I know I've irritated some potential allies in our quest to make America healthy. No matter our disagreements, freedom of speech is the most fundamental right we have as Americans. And these 10 doctors are trying to silence that right. So I vow to you right here, right now, we will not be silenced. We will not give in.
Good. I'm for that. I'm for him. Yeah. Is he an opportunist? Of course he is. Now, how many people on television aren't opportunists? How many people on radio aren't? Listen, how many people in your life aren't opportunists in some way, shape, or form? These phony, fraudulent, the smarminess, the arrogance. They know more than you do, that kind of doctor stuff. Get lost.
That's right, Dr.
Love is a battlefield.
Okay. ESPN, speaking of the battlefield, Molly, in a battle with Verizon over bundling. Apparently this is not over. Verizon ran into a barrage of criticism from ESPN over their plan to overhaul the way it bundles channels. Richie, I think I asked you to explain this yesterday, and I don't know that I really gave you enough time to explain, because there are about, what, ESPNs?
Here's how it works now, okay? We all have to buy, like, 115 channels.
We don't want to buy 115.
But I want to buy 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the 15 or 20 I want to buy don't include ESPN or all the ESPNs, and ESPN sees that they're going to lose there. But these providers know that the people are getting, everybody's cutting the cord, and if they don't start offering some a la carte packages, they're going to start losing customers, and this is a way for them to lose customers, save customers, and ESPN sees them losing viewers because of it.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom.
So that's the bottom. That's in, who knows where it's going to go. Federal Communications Commission recommending that the hearing over Comcast proposal to acquire Time Warner Cable, $45 billion deal.
Ain't happening.
Not go so fast.
No. FCC's against it now.
Wall Street Journal says that the recommendation put the merger in the hands of an administrative law judge, because so far the most of the people involved in the government say, new.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like either one of these companies at all. Time Warner I like less than Comcast, and then what do you call it? Well, Comcast is one and Time Warner is the other. The way that they handle their problems with their customers, and when they tell you, the leaders of both companies, wow, this will make service better. Do you know what a crock of manure that is? Who in their right mind would believe that? Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Remember they were from Full House?
Yeah, Michelle from Full House.
News broke. Netflix is going to reboot?
Reboot.
No.
Reboot?
Yeah,
reboot.
Thank you. 13-episode revival called Fuller House. Not indicated yet whether Mary Kate or Ashley would be in the reboot. So did you watch this show when you were younger Molly or not?
I did not, no. Yeah. But it just sounds like everybody gained weight.
My 8-year-old daughter is... It does sound like that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. My 8-year-old daughter has just discovered the show.
Really?
And trying to explain to her that two twins played one person was like... It took me like 20 minutes.
So Bob Saget is in on it. Right?
No.
I thought he was.
John Stamos.
Oh, Stamos.
The two older daughters and the goofy next door girl that played Kimmy Gibbler or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is in discussions for a guest.
That's how it is. Okay. 51 after.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Thomas Aloysius Kreidler is with us.
my new name. Huh?
That's it.
Right.
I don't know. I like to know middle names. What's your middle name?
Anthony. You were close.
Anthony. Oh, I was close. I got an A out of it. Anyway. Yeah. I knew somewhere in the ethos
so
I saw an A.
Are still tack.
That's right.
I like that.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulous Money Pit Radio Home Improvement Program that airs around the country every weekend. So we get questions from, we get a lot of questions from our audience, and sometimes we get to them and sometimes we don't. So today, let's get to them.
All right.
And Bob, Molly, you got any questions about how to repair anything in your home before we go on to Molly and Tom just met?
Could I defer to the end of the segment?
Yes, you can.
There'll be no time, but go ahead.
Don't expect you're coming to me.
You go with that.
Jake has plaster walls in his house, and they have cracks.
Yes.
Not too unusual. He says he's tried to fix these cracks, Tommy, with paper tape and nylon wall tape.
Yep.
But the cracks keep coming through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently with a bulldozer, sir?
So, listen, if you have an old house, the way those walls were formed was they took the studs, right, and they put wood strips across it. That was called plaster lath. Kinds of looks like the tomato sticks that we used to hold up our plants.
Right.
And then they spread the plaster on
cow hair and horse hair.
Yeah, sometimes mixed in for strength. That's right.
Right.
And the plaster would, like, push through the sticks and sort of gooze out the back, and that's how it would stay tight to the wall. But over the years, the expanding and contracting of that wall causes that crack, that plaster to move and crack. Now, the problem is it's always going to move and crack, and if you just put spackle and paper tape over it, and you got a bad crack, it's not going to stop. It'll come right through. So what you need is a little tool called a plaster washer. It looks like a fender washer, which is like a really wide washer, but it has holes in it. And you essentially use this to sort of bolt the loose plaster back to the wood lath, but then you plaster over it so it's invisible. So if you secure these loose sections of plaster with the plaster washers first, and then you tape and spackle over that, then the crack will stay hidden. But I will warn you that once you secure this one area of plaster, your wall is going to keep moving and a crack will probably pop up somewhere else. It's kind of the charm that comes with owning an old house.
Lovely. Now, the reason that I said what I did, I wanted to impress Molly so that she would know that I wasn't just another voice in the wilderness when I said that the horse and cow hair.
Doug has history.
Right. Yes, I got history.
He has historical home improvement knowledge.
Doug's a country bumpkin. That's why he knows.
Heather has a concrete patio.
Mm-hmm.
Holds water when it rains, then turns green afterwards. Her husband seems to think that the builder didn't put a plastic barrier underneath the concrete. Is that true? And if that's the case, how can she fix it? And even if it isn't true, how does she fix it?
Well, that actually would have made it worse. And we don't put plastic vapor barriers underneath exterior patios. You do that if you're putting like a slab down in your basement, because it'll keep the inside drier. But if you put plastic under your cement slab, it wouldn't really help the matter at all. What the problem is, Heather, that the slab was not sloped properly, and that's why it's holding water. And when you pour these slabs from the get-go, or if you're building even a paver patio, you want them to be crowned, which means they're higher in the middle and lower at the edges. And the fact that that's not done is a problem. So my advice is live with it, because the solution involves tearing it up and replacing it. You could potentially put a second layer of an epoxy-based concrete material on top of that, but I don't have a lot of confidence it's going to last a long time, and I would rather see you just live with it and replace it when the time comes.
All right, so there, this may be a record. We may get to three letters today. Jim wants to know what kind of floor wax sealer should he use on the new stick-on vinyl floor tiles that he just laid down?
Well, you know, most new vinyl floors don't actually need to be waxed. That was something we did in sort of the with the older materials, but they do need to be cleaned. And since it's new, I would simply tell you to follow the manufacturer's instructions. I have found, Doug, that sometimes when you try to use those liquid wax products on top of the newer vinyl floors, they end up leaving it cloudy.
Really? Yeah, hazy.
Really, hazy, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, so I want you to know that I was proud of myself. I seemed to find in the New World Order here I didn't have a vacuum cleaner in my house anymore.
Yeah.
So I went to buy a vacuum cleaner, thinking, silly me, that I could find a simple vacuum cleaner plug in it does the.
Oh my!
I had to get Joe help me put together this foolish vacuum cleaner.
Canister.
I got a canister.
I knew you were a canister guy.
Really, Richie? How do you know that?
It's old school.
Yeah, okay.
And you're an old school guy.
I can look in it and see how much dust and dirt it is, but it took me five different tries of putting it together before it actually worked.
To get all of your
apologetics. Tom Kreiber,
right.
Co-host of the Money Pit. Check out MoneyPit.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.